You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. I hope you're learning something and enjoying the show at the same time. We really do appreciate every listener that we have. And the purpose for us doing these shows is not to offend anybody. That's not what we want, although I know sometimes the truth does offend people. The real purpose is to encourage you to study, to encourage you to take out your Bibles, to encourage you to reject false things that you have been taught in the past, because Satan's got a lot of lies out there. We ask everyone to follow along, get your own Bibles out, and make sure what we're telling you is the truth and not a lie, because you can't trust anyone other than Jesus. Doesn't matter how well-intentioned somebody is, how knowledgeable they are, they're still human beings, and human beings are fallible. We trust our emotions, we trust feelings, and we don't like to be wrong, so sometimes we reject things because we don't like it. So if it's not from Jesus, don't believe it unless you see it for yourself. It's really that simple. I've had people tell me, say, oh, you should come to my church. You should hear, you know, Dr. So-and-so. He's such a wonderful person. He's so knowledgeable. He's so good and kind. And I'm thinking, well, of course they want you to believe that. Of course that's the impression. Would you really want to go somewhere where somebody says, hey, you got to come to my church and listen, this lying dog, he can tell lies and spin tales better than anybody I ever met. You know, met a lot of people that were sincere, but were sincerely deceived. Satan's out there. He's busy. He wants us to believe in false things that are doctrinal, that are spiritual, that even are salvational. How many people, a few weeks ago, took part in a pagan festival called Easter? Do you know that Easter is pagan to the core? We got a series coming up. We're going to talk about God's holy days versus pagan holidays. Just hang in. We're almost done with this, and then we're going to take that subject up the next. Do you know the origins of Easter? Jesus never observed it. The disciples never observed it, even after Jesus' death. But the pagans have observed it for centuries before Jesus, and Christians are deceived into thinking it's got something to do with Jesus. It has nothing to do with Jesus. Here's the clue, a starting point anyhow. What do rabbits and eggs have to do with the death and resurrection of Jesus? Well, I can tell you, nothing. Well, why are rabbits and eggs used during this festival? It's fertility signs. Rabbits reproduce, breed very quickly, and eggs are just like a woman has an egg that's fertilized and a baby comes. Eggs are a sign of fertility. It's completely pagan to the core, has nothing to do with Jesus.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.